The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening. Good evening, and welcome to the National Intel Report. I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, the regular host of Road Warrior Radio, exclusively on the Republic Broadcasting Network, sitting in for John Stadmiller today. And again, wishing John well, as always. Hope he gets well soon, and wishing him a full recovery, actually. And, you know, I just wanted to take a moment. We'll dive into some of the goings-on around the nation in the National Intel Report in a second. I just wanted to take a moment and tip my hat, or take my hat off to the board ops, who are, I think, the unsung heroes of this network. I was thinking about it earlier today. You know, if you knew the kind of work that they put in, it's a very thankless job, I would say, so to speak. But I just want to recognize the board ops. It's the Republic Broadcasting Network is an incredible network anyway, especially in its history. And ties to the late great Jack Otto and so forth. It's a great network, and we are extremely blessed. You know, when you think about the resources, it's interesting in what is considered perhaps the alternative news community. It's growing, but I appreciate the opportunity to be able to come to you on air and to offer, hopefully, a moderate intellectual point of view that is not hysterical and that has some value in the public sphere. So, with all of that said, let's get started, shall we? The Russia probe continues, as we know, and that's very interesting. Special report with Brett Baer has some interesting pieces on that today. Attorney General Sessions recusing himself today, will not be part of any investigation into Russia. Insisted that he was truthful in his confirmation hearings when he said he had no communication with Russian officials during the campaign. But there was a little more to the story, you know, in his back and forth with Senator Franken. Folks are quick to point out that there was perhaps some misinformation there. At the very least, Attorney General Sessions was conflating some things, and there was some ambiguity, perhaps. But John Roberts did a special report for Fox News, and gives us a little bit of insight into specifically what the current status of that issue is, particularly with regard to Attorney General Sessions. So here is that piece. Go ahead, please.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Brett Baer in Washington. The nation's top law enforcement officer will not be a part of any investigation into whether the Trump campaign had improper contact with Russian officials or colluded in any way with the Russians before the election. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced that decision to recuse himself 2 hours ago in a news conference after growing bipartisan calls for that very move. More than 100 Democrats are going further, demanding that Sessions resign after they say he lied under oath about meetings with Russia's ambassador during his confirmation hearing, something Sessions vigorously denies. So where does this all go from here? Chief White House correspondent John Roberts begins our coverage tonight from the North Lawn. Good evening, John.
Brett, good evening to you. It was another political brush fire that took the White House way off message today, overshadowing what was supposed to be a showcase speech for the president on board the USS Gerald Ford today. So the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, moved to take himself off the front page just as quickly as he could.
I have recused myself in the matters that deal with the Trump campaign.
The Attorney General today said his possible recusal from any investigation regarding the Trump campaign was already in the works, that a meeting had been scheduled for today to make the decision.
And my staff recommended recusal. They said that since I had involvement with the campaign, I should not be involved in any campaign investigation.
The Attorney General's choice was at odds with President Trump, who had only minutes earlier recommended Sessions not bow out.
Mr. President, should Sessions refuse himself from investigations into your campaign in Russia?
I don't think so at all.
Sessions insisted today he was truthful in his January confirmation hearings when he said he had no communication with Russian officials during the campaign. Sessions says he was answering a very specific question about contacts with Russians regarding the election campaign.
CNN just published a story alleging that the intelligence community provided documents to the president-elect last week that included information that, quote, Russian operatives claimed to have compromising personal and financial information about Mr. Trump. These documents also allegedly stated, quote, there was a continuing exchange of information during the campaign between Trump surrogates and intermediaries for the Russian government. Now, again, I'm telling you this as it's coming out, so, you know. But if it's true, it's obviously extremely serious. And if there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign
actually
communicated with the Russian government
all the time
in the course of this campaign, what will you do?
Does.
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities.
I mean, the whole thing is just...
This episode of the Hollywood Reporter News is brought to you by American Airlines, Hollywood's favorite airline. Jon Stewart has once again returned to his pal Stephen Colbert's The Late Show.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I guess we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that in a second. All right, you want me to... Oh, yeah.
Ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak, twice last year. Once in what was described as a casual encounter after a speech Sessions gave at an event during the Republican convention in July, the other a private meeting September 8th in Sessions' Senate office. That was right when allegations of Russian hacking were reaching a crescendo. Sessions insists they did not speak about the election. Today, Sessions said he may not have fully considered the question at his confirmation hearing.
And retrospect, if I should have slowed down and said, but I did meet one Russian official a couple of times, that would be the ambassador.
Democrats today lined up to say Sessions had lost the credibility to lead the Justice Department.
Because the Department of Justice should be above reproach for the good of the country,
Attorney General Sessions should resign.
Republicans stopped short of demanding Sessions' resignation, but at least 16 members of the House and Senate put pressure on him to step away from any investigation regarding the Trump campaign.
I think the Attorney General should further clarify his testimony, and I do think he should recuse himself.
Others blamed Democrats for fanning the flames of controversy to keep the president off balance.
I think Democrats are letting their hair on fire to get you to cover this story that kind of keeps repeating the same story. I think they're trying to get this coverage going. There's nothing new that we have seen here.
I think we're still going through a period where our good friends on the other side are hyperventilating over the election. Look, they expected to win and they lost.
And Fox News has learned tonight that back in December, Jared Kushner, who is the president's son-in-law and one of his chief confidants, met together with Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, the Russian ambassador to the United States, Sergei Kislyak, at Trump Tower. It is said by White House officials to have been a 10-minute introductory meeting, nothing much more than that, simply to establish a line of communication between the incoming administration and the Russian ambassador. Brett?
You know, John, while this particular one-on-one meeting happens between then Senator Sessions and the Russian ambassador in his office, it happened at a time when Russia was in the news during the election. Some are saying he shouldn't have forgotten that. But senators have lots of meetings with ambassadors, tons of them. And sometimes when they're even trying to criticize, they forget who they met with.
Yeah, exactly. They have so many meetings, Brett, they can't remember them all. And Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri today tried to claim the moral high ground on this whole idea of Senator Sessions meeting with the Russian ambassador, tweeting out today, quote, "I've been on the Armed Services Committee, the same one as Senator Sessions, for 10 years. No call or meeting with the Russian ambassador ever. Ambassadors call members of the Foreign Relations Commission." Except that she had tweeted out in years past, "Today, calls with British, Russian, and German ambassadors, RE Iran deal, hashtag doing my homework." And this from 2013, off to meeting with Russian ambassador, upset about the arbitrary, cruel decision to end all U.S. adoptions, even those in the process. Senator McCaskill later expanded on her remarks to say, well, she had never had any one-on-one meetings with the Russian ambassador and that she did not have enough characters to fit the words one-on-one in the original tweet that she sent out. Right?
Okay, John, thank you.
So there you go, very interesting report. And this story continues to gain momentum, even though officially there is no evidence. And, you know, everyone keeps coming back to the fact that officially there is no evidence of any wrongdoing. In fact, speaking of that, there is the clip that is circulating of Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee discussing this, and that he, in his words, says there's no evidence of contact, certainly not inappropriate contact, Evan Nunez. And for more on that, this was actually yesterday, but obviously relevant. So this is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee discussing that. There are concurrent investigations, obviously, House, Senate, and FBI, the very least. And so far, nothing has been unearthed that seems to suggest wrongdoing, which is interesting. Why the witch hunt, then? And we'll get into that in a second here. But first, here's Devin Nunez. Go ahead, please.
Talk more now about the investigation into alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. Congressman Devin Nunez of California is chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Mr. Chairman, thanks for being here. I heard you talk about this and what you've said. I kind of want to just button it up. Where are you right now? What do you know? What do you not know?
Well, we just signed a scoping document with the Democrats as to what we're going to look at involving the Russian investigation. Mr. Schiff and I, the ranking Democrat, have received briefings from high-ranking IC officials. We expect to brief our full committee tomorrow and probably also next week, get briefings from the IC. But I always take people back to the House Intelligence Committee has long had an investigation into Russia. And in fact, a year ago, I went out and called the failure to understand Putin's plans and intentions the largest failure since 9/11, the largest intelligence failure since 9/11, and the last administration didn't do anything about it.
Speaker Ryan pointed to the report done by former DNI Clapper and former CIA Director Brennan that was handed over and briefed about this very topic, and that there was not an indication of collusion, collaboration, or communication beyond Michael Flynn. Can you go beyond that?
That still is the case from the briefing. So we've had briefings since then, and that still is the case. We will see if we get new evidence this week or next week. But in terms of what really got this going is three American names were in a New York Times story about 2 weeks ago. And that's what started this going, is to, are you going to bring in these Americans to testify? And what I said was, no, absolutely not. We're not going to bring American citizens in just because they show up in a New York Times story or any other story for that matter if we don't have any evidence. And all of a sudden, everybody on the left got excited about that. But, you know, I think I want to caution people that we should not be bringing in American citizens if we don't have any evidence to bring them in on. And I've said this. This really smells of McCarthyism.
So Congressman Schiff says he needs cooperation from the FBI and needs to know what they're chasing down. Do you feel like you have that?
Well, I think we do. But Mr. Schiff and I are holding the FBI accountable. They have a lot of answers that we've requested, that there are questions that we've asked that they owe us answers to, and we'll begin to get those tomorrow.
Okay. We will follow this investigation, obviously, the House and the Senate looking into it. I want to turn to another intelligence issue that you talked about numerous times, and that is the declassification of these documents that were captured at the bin Laden raid. Still, we don't have the treasure trove that has been there for years.
Yeah, well, it's worse than that. On January 19th, the DNI sent out a report that said that they had met the law and that was all the documents that they were going to release, which is totally unacceptable. So there are thousands and thousands of documents that are about what bin Laden knew, when he knew it, what he was doing with al-Qaeda. And why is this important? Because we need to understand our enemy. And a lot of people forget this, but ISIS is an outgrowth of al-Qaeda. ISIS leaders were al-Qaeda and Iraq leaders. And so for the intelligence community to continue to keep these from important people like historians, like the Congress, like the American public, is totally unacceptable. And so I'm hoping that President Trump will get these documents out immediately, because the longer these stay hidden, the less we know about our enemy.
And he can do that quickly, can't he?
He should be able to do it quickly. And, you know, you heard the president last night. He is finally calling an enemy for what they are, which are their radical Islamic terrorists. And we need to understand what's behind radical Islamic terrorism. And to know that, we need to know what their leader was up to for the 5-6 years he was in hiding.
And finally, speaking about the president, the speech last night, I'd like to get your thoughts. You've been working specifically on tax reform as well and health care, but your thoughts overall and pushing those big things across the finish line in Congress.
Well, what I look for is somebody who's new in politics as you look for growth. And what I've seen is the president's working very, very hard. Every day he gets more and more up to speed on the important policy issues. So if you go back to right after the election, he had a lot of things that he wanted to do. Now he's very focused. He's very focused on telling the Congress, look, we've got to get health care done. We've got to get Obamacare repealed and replaced. He was very specific on that last night. And second, he talked about specifics with tax reform. And so, you know, the key to tax reform is going to be to make sure that the administration knows that we, for 10 years, a decade really, have looked at every way to use the existing tax code the way it is and try to tinker with it, cut the rates a little bit. We can't get there without blowing a hole in the deficit. This is why what we're trying to do is fundamental reform. And that's the bill that Chairman Brady's working on along with Paul Ryan. We've worked on this for a long time. This is the first chance we've ever had to truly blow up the tax code to where we would have a cash flow system where we'd have rates of 25% and 20% and people could write off expenses immediately. This is a much-needed policy change, and the president has talked big, and he can help us make this happen.
And we heard Neil Cavuto with the Treasury Secretary saying they have confidence that they're going to get it done and signed in August. You buy that?
The sooner we can get it done, the better.
But, I mean, do you think it can?
Well, in terms of...
There you go. That's Congressman Devin Nunes on...
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine.
Welcome back.
Loaded 16 tons, a number nine.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Bless my soul, you load. This Thursday, March 2nd, 2017. Again, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, regular host of Road Warrior Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're delving in a bit to the this is a National Intel Report, but since the Russian meddling story is a national story that just seems to continue to gain momentum, we're digging into that a bit. It obviously affects American politics, and I want to get to a point that I think is perhaps one of the most, if not the most salient points in the discussion that no one ever talks about, and that is what I call the glasnost effect. The erosion of political confidence, and specifically the confidence of the general populace in its government and or leadership, and that is something that I think is taking place in America and has been for some time. There is a very deleterious and corrosive effect to all of this Russian meddling talk, particularly when so far it seems completely unfounded. You have the Washington Post, rumor has it, has somewhere around a dozen, maybe 10 or so reporters on this subject. The Washington Post, obviously. Jeff Bezos' paper, and has come under fire recently or scrutiny because of alleged CIA funding. The story was published, well, there's the Nation story. This story has actually been circulating for years. There was a story over at the Nation by Greg Mitchell back in December of 2013 that has been essentially recirculated late this year over at Global Research and Zero Hedge, etc. Others have been, I've heard people talking about it lately, but the Nation headline back in 2013 was Amazon, the Washington Post, and that $600 million CIA contract. It's funny how that story just kind of went away. That story didn't get legs. And according to the Nation story, a petition campaign was launched related to news that Amazon, under the Post's new owner, Jeff Bezos, recently secured a $600 million contract from the CIA. That's at least twice what Bezos paid for the Post this year, 2013. Bezos recently disclosed that the company's web services business is building a private cloud for the CIA to use for its data needs. How convenient. Critics charge that at a minimum, the Post needs to disclose its CIA link whenever it reports on the agency. Exactly. And as a good friend of mine would say, Mark Twain's Cornpone Opinions comes to mind. You show me where a man gets his cornpone, and I'll tell you what his opinions is. It's just that simple, really. So critics charge that at a minimum, the Post needs to disclose its CIA link whenever it reports on the agency. Over 15,000 had at that point signed on to the petition. And it's very interesting. You know, the Washington Post itself, though, in August of that year, August 2013, published an article and mentioned Amazon has taken a $600 million contract from the CIA to help with its cloud computing needs. But obviously, many were skeptical about the coincidence of that contract. Anyway, we'll talk more about this stuff and more when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
To find in the morning papers, it's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's National Intel Report. Again, I am Chris Hinckley, your guest host, sitting in for John Stadmiller this Thursday, March 2nd, 2017. We're talking about the subject of Russia, Russian interference. It's such a wacky discussion, really. It has really gotten completely out of hand, to say the least. It's a warped story, which should cause tremendous concern. I mean, there are all kinds of little ancillary reasons that this story is just is warped and bizarre. There is, for instance, the LA Times story I mentioned that story a few times on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. December 21st, 2016, the LA Times headline was, "The U.S. is no stranger to interfering in the elections of other countries." So what of U.S. CIA-led interference, you know? That was a great piece. There were several that came out around the same time. This was Los Angeles Times. U.S. is no stranger to interfering in the elections of other countries. CIA has accused Russia of interfering in the 2016 presidential election by hacking into the Democratic and Republican computer networks and selectively releasing emails. Those claims have since been repeatedly shown to be completely unfounded in the last in the first segment, excuse me, we played the clip of Congressman Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, saying no evidence, certainly no evidence of wrongdoing or anything of that sort. So the LA Times story, it was a great story, by the way, pointed to the research of political scientist Dov Levin of Carnegie Mellon University. And according to his research, the U.S. has a long history of attempting to influence presidential elections in other countries. It's done so as many as 81 times between 1946 and 2000, and that's just what's officially disclosed. You know, we know that the CIA typically refers to that those efforts as covert regime change actions, and that happens in a number of ways. But what about that? What of that? People are so concerned. It's the hypocrisy in this country is just mind-numbing. It really is. So what of U.S. CIA-led interference? So it's okay to interfere as long as it's us doing the interfering, because, you know, we're going to open a can of democracy on the world, and that's okay. Speaking of that, we heard in that clip by Congressman Nunes a couple of sound bites that are interesting. ISIS leaders were Al-Qaeda in Iraq before they were ISIS. That's a well-known point. But see, somehow that thread right at that point seems to kind of fall off into the memory hole. And we forget to go back a little bit further. In fact, I wasn't going to do this, but maybe we should even grab the clip of Hillary Clinton. I want to jump forward, but Hillary Clinton on the record with Greta Van Susteren. Back in, what was it? Um, 2007, 2009, somewhere around there. 2008, was it? They were on the Afghan-Pakistan border. And it's interesting, one of those clips vanished. I remember, you know, I used to post that clip regularly. And then it disappeared. Either the video or the transcript disappeared. I forget which. Anyway, that was That's always an interesting little clip. Yeah, that always seems to want to go away. I'm going to have to maybe dig for that. Maybe we'll come back to that. When Hillary Clinton said, to be fair, the people that we were supporting I can't remember how she said it exactly. I'll find it. Anyway, before I waste more time, this, you know, it's interesting. You have the how the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee saying in the soundbite that we played in this first segment, we need to understand what's behind radical Islamic terrorism. Oh, indeed. And he mentioned prior to that, ISIS leaders were Al-Qaeda in Iraq, AQI, as I said previously. So we need to understand what's behind radical Islamic terrorism. I think that we already know. You know, you go back to, I've played several times on my broadcast. In fact, we should play that. The clip of Gary Webb and what happened to Gary Webb on Washington Journal, C-SPAN's Washington Journal, back in 1998, talking about Jonathan Quitney's landmark book, Endless Enemies. And that's quite a mouthful right there. That's interesting. So Gary Webb, Washington Journal, 1998, Jonathan Quitney, Endless Enemies, gives me December 8, 2016, C-SPAN clip. I think I was the one who created that. It's on YouTube. You can find it on YouTube. But I did that. Apparently, Gary Webb on Osama bin Laden and U.S. foreign policy creating endless enemies. Gary Webb cites Jonathan Quitney's book, Endless Enemies, The Making of an Unfriendly World, published in 1984, in which Quitney surmises U.S. foreign policy creates endless enemies, many of whom are frenemies, which is a literal word now as of what, 2010, I want to say? And, you know, the word frenemy is officially adopted into the dictionary. Its etymology is from the intelligence community. Yesterday's friend is tomorrow's enemy. Think of Saddam Hussein or Muammar Gaddafi or, name them. Osama bin Laden, obviously. This is how American foreign policy works. And so I always like to say in simple terms, not to get too far off point, and again, this is the National Intel Report, so we need to draw it back a little bit. But speaking of U.S. foreign policy, which affects us all, and by the way, did you catch Ron Paul's grading, his real-time, what some call a tweet storm, grading Donald Trump's joint session address? I ought to look at some of those tweets, too, while we're on the subject, perhaps. But Ron Paul gave Donald Trump's address an A- in his vision for America on our 250th birthday, so to speak, but he gave Donald Trump's speech an F in terms of methods to get there. And one of those is obviously foreign policy, which affects us all. The interventionist foreign policy makes us all much less safe here at home. So obviously that has a national component to it. Okay. Yeah, sure. Here's a clip that includes some of what I just mentioned. Go ahead, please.
So here you go. Had already the meeting in the White House over 2 years ago. Everyone in the national security team recommended arming ISIS. And there you go. The whole national security team recommended arming ISIS. Need I say more?
Top of that, I am concerned about this report about Syrian rebels and the ceasefire with ISIS. Senator
Paul, that's not true.
Well,
it's not true.
Whether
I don't care about the report. I know these people intimately. We talk to them all the time.
It's a disaster, and here's the thing. We've been funding people who are allied with ISIS. ISIS is stronger because we've been funding Islamic rebels in Syria. It's a big mistake.
I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago.
We funded.
So there are a few of the choice sound bites. You know, you have folks like John McCain, Hillary Clinton, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, General Wesley Clark, and many others who have stated that, you know, the enemy that we fight today, we're supporting in the fight against the Soviets. And just a brief aside on that, you know, actually, I want to play the Gary Webb clip. Let me pass that over real quick. If we could, I think it's a minute long or something like that. It's not very long, 2 minutes. But you know, this is part of the historical archive. So we have a consistency in narrative, and if this is premeditative, if this continues to happen knowingly, at what point does it imply criminal culpability? Because this is not a secret. So the next question is it still happening? Well, we'll get to that next. But here first is Gary Webb back in 1998 on C-SPAN's Washington Journal talking about the same subject. Go ahead, please.
Oh, good morning.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about the Swiss banking settlement. And I think that's great that they finally owed up to their mistakes. What I like to see are politicians put pressure on the Swiss banks to quit being the bankers for the international terrorist and drug dealer. Supposedly this guy that blew up the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania is some billionaire from Saudi Arabia. I wonder where that guy keeps his money, probably in the Cayman Islands or Swiss or the whole host of these other banks, and I wish there was some pressure in to clean up the banking system, and all these terrorists and drug dealers wouldn't have any place to put their money.
There's a story on the front page below the fold in the Washington edition of the LA Times that profiles the Saudi dissident who you referred to, Hosami bin Laden. He is, his father had 52 children from a number of different wives. He is worth several hundred million dollars, according to Robin Wright, who wrote the piece for the LA Times. And she profiles how he turned against the Americans essentially as a result of Operation Desert Storm in 1990.
Well, you know, there was a very interesting book written a couple of years ago by a journalist named Jonathan Quitney. It was called Endless Enemies. And his theory was that the United States foreign policy simply creates enemies wherever we go, and I think this is another example. When we intervene in the affairs of other countries and we shoot at people and people get shot at with American bullets and American weapons, we create enemies. And if this is true, that this man turned against the United States government as a result of Desert Storm, we've created another enemy there we might not have had before.
Two things related to this: an editorial cartoon in the Washington Times has a caricature of President Clinton. "Hello, Saddam. What you doing this Sunday?" In the headline in front of him, "President to testify on Monday." What do you make of that? What's your reaction?
Well, it's the old wag the dog story. You know, you get in trouble, you start a war. And that's the way I read that cartoon.
And the New York Times editorial this morning, "Saddam Hussein makes his move." The editors of the paper say two international inspectors who know the most about Iraq's efforts to create new weapons of mass destruction have raised an alarm that President Clinton and other world leaders must not ignore. The editorial concludes that he, the president, must not let these and other matters prevent him from dealing firmly with a crisis in Iraq that grows more dangerous by the day.
Yeah, and there was a, there was another story you were going to talk about a little later along those similar lines about
That's good. There's more, but that's good enough. So, you know, we hear Gary Webb talking about Jonathan Quitney's book, and like he says, you know, when people get shot at with American guns and American bullets and blown up with American bombs, assassinated, essentially, and it's interesting to understand what the distinction between murder and assassination is. I think there are far more assassinations that take place routinely, unfortunately, these days than what we could call murders. But you hear him saying that, or when people get assassinated by drone strike at wedding parties and funerals and things like that, there are repercussions, there is blowback. So Ron Paul is right, a non-interventionist foreign policy makes us a lot safer. Stick around, we'll be right back after the short break.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
Hi folks, in a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Be done. This ain't no Shangri-La. Do you know come back.
Once again, talking about the kind of zeroing in on the Russian meddling nonsense, because it has such a broader implication. I need to get to some of the other stories. Phone lines are open too, by the way. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. There is so much on the periphery of this discussion, though. And again, I want to come back at some point to what I call the Glasnost effect. Because that is an aspect of this story and others like it that I don't think people really are aware of. And in simple terms, to define terms, as I always say, is important. We should define terms. If you go to the Wikipedia entry for Glasnost, although it has been, as are most things on Wikipedia, it has been significantly whitewashed. It used to be a very short entry, a very brief entry. It was very self-explanatory, very provocative. So the danger at this point is the warning of Santayana those who do not remember the past or condemned to repeat it. The broader quote, though, is I think perhaps always beneficial. When he said progress, and it's interesting, you know, you look at, oh gosh, now I can't remember his name. The myth of progress makes it, Jacques Ellul, that's who said it, makes it easier, I think, to sell a man an electric razor than a straight razor, I think is the way he put it. So, you know, we have this belief in the myth of progress, even though in Orwellian doublethink fashion, we run around all day looking at things saying, you know, we don't make stuff like we used to. It wears out. There's planned obsolescence. Things used to last for a lifetime or more. I remember my grandfather had a radio that he listened to. He listened to the news every day when he got ready for work. And that radio lasted, gosh, I think my entire young life up to somewhere around 20 years of age. And fascinating. Anyway, the way Santayana put it, progress far from consisting in change depends on retentiveness. Isn't that interesting? The broader quote, progress far from consisting in change depends on retentiveness. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve and no direction is set for possible improvement. And when experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And that's a very damning statement, you might say. Or as Robert Heinlein put it, a generation which ignores history has no past and no future, in Orwellian fashion, I would say. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.